All right, folks, we're literally weeks away until January 20th, where in which Donald J. Trump will be sworn in as the next president of the United States. Meanwhile, our current sitting president, Joe Biden, appears to be trying to do as much collateral damage as he can before the next president comes into office. First of all, he supplied long-range missiles to Ukraine, which provoked Russia, a very provocative move that angered Putin, and thank God we didn't end up in a nuclear war with Russia. Now there's reports that he has just issued sweeping offshore oil and gas drilling ban across 625 million acres of federal waters ahead of the Trump transition. And then the most frightening report of all. A report is indicating, and if this is true, I can tell you, folks, America's in deep trouble. A report is indicating that the Biden administration has in store what is called a, quote, January surprise for Israel, and all of this is planned at the United Nations. In this January surprise, it would result in the division of the nation of Israel, land for peace negotiation. We're going to cover all this on today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, everyone, what's going on? It is Monday, January 6, 2025. We want to welcome you to today's podcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Of course, I'm your host, Ricky Scapell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Listen, if you're new to the broadcast, you're coming over from whatever social media outlet or somebody invited you in, whatever the case may be, can you do us a favor? Let us know in the chat or the comments that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. Either myself or our admins would love to acknowledge you and to welcome and give you a warm welcome into into the ETH family. We also would appreciate you guys hitting that like button. Everybody that's watching, listening, hit that like button. That's going to help us get eyes on our program, get people to recognize our ministry and find us out there on YouTube and Rumble and whatever platform. You guys listen by Apple or Spotify, we welcome you. We always love to acknowledge you as well. And thank you for your support by you guys giving us a good review there on Apple or Android, whatever the case may be. That's going to help us out as well. And listen, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. That's going to ensure that you see every content that we put out there. And then I always say, take it to step. The best thing you could do is download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Just download it today. You can find it at your Play Store. And once you download it, hit yes to push notifications. And that's all you need to do. And you're going to catch every headline, every podcast, breaking news, and everything that we put out. So as I said at the introduction of this, guys, Biden's days are numbered. He's only got a couple more weeks until until President Trump comes in and sworn in on January 20th. And this guy is just gone scorch earth and is doing all kinds of things, from provoking Russia to a slap in the face to Trump. And now, and the most worrisome, it appears that he could be slapping Israel in the face as well on his way out the door. So let's, we all remember when Putin continued to warn about the NATO members and the West. He warned them about supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles and weapons and aircraft, and that this would be provocative, and it would push the envelope for us to be that much closer to an all-out nuclear war. Well, Biden ignored all that and went ahead and supplied those long-range missiles. And thank God, we're still here today, as of the report of this, on January 6th of 2025. and we've not entered into a full nuclear war with Russia. So thank God for his grace, his mercy. But we're not out of the woods yet, especially as far as America goes. Now, let me cover this, and then we'll talk about something more I think is more important, or the most chilling, I would say. This is a report that came out. Biden has just issued sweeping offshore oil, gas, drilling ban across 625 million acres of federal waters ahead of the Trump transition. President Biden, according to Fox News, announced an 11th hour executive action on Monday that bans new drilling and further oil and natural gas development across more than 625 million acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. Biden, whose term expires in just 2 weeks, said he is using his authority to, quote, protect offshore areas along the east and west coast, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska's northern Bering Sea from future oil and natural gas leasing. He invoked the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which means that President-elect Trump could be limited in his ability to revoke the action. I'm going to say that again. According to this 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, it means, because I saw in the comments when we posted this this headline, a lot of people say, well, Trump will just come in and reverse it, end of story. Well, he could be, quote, limited in his ability to revoke the action. Congress might need to, quote, intervene to grant Trump authority to place federal waters back into development. I'm not going to read all of his statement here. Let's see here. Trump, during his 2024 campaign, promised to deliver American energy dominance on the world stage as he looked towards bolstering U.S. oil and gas drilling, as well as distance from Biden's prioritization of climate change initiatives. So again, this again is a parting shot to Trump. This is a slap in the face as he's on his way out the door. Now, the next story that I'm about to share with you is the one that is the most concerning, at least in my opinion. Now, this is from World Israel News. Again, if this is true, if this comes to fruition, folks, listen to me, America is in deep trouble. Let me read this headline. Quote, well-developed Biden administration anti-Israel January surprise planned at UN, according to former U.S. officials. Let's read this. Quote, the Biden administration is planning a January surprise. Now, again, he's only got about 2 weeks left. So if this is going to come to fruition, he's got about a 2 week window to pull this off. What is this? This surprise is modeled directly on the January surprise of the Obama administration in 2016. That is the, quote, UN Resolution 2334. Again, according to former U.S. officials, they are saying that the Biden administration is planning a January surprise, which is the same in which Obama tried to pull off back in 2016, which is called UN Resolution 2334. Now, I'm going to pull this up because we're going to see what this is. Now, I just typed it in. Here's what we get. According to this, again, the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334 was adopted on December 23rd, 2016, in response to Israel's settlements in the Palestinian territories. All right, according to what we're finding here, the key points are this resolution reaffirms that Israel's settlements are, quote, illegal and a major obstacle to peace. Wow. It also demands that Israel stop settlement activity and fulfill its obligations as an occupying power. It also calls for immediate steps to, quote, prevent violence against civilians. And it also calls for accountability for acts of provocation and destruction. And then it instructs all states to, quote, distinguish between Israeli territory acquired prior to and post 1967. Now let's go back. I'm going to read this again. According to this UN Resolution 2334, it basically, to put it in a little bit crudely, recognized the green light that is in the June 5th, 1967 ceasefire lines that, quote, separated Israel from Jordan as an international boundary. According to Michael Doran, who is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and director of its Center for Peace and Security, how about that for biblical, in the Middle East, said on his Sunday podcast on December the 31st, speaking with his co-host, an Israeli historian and writer, Doran said that Obama administration's surprise meant that, quote, any development that Israel has made to the east of the Green Line since the 67 war is recognized by the UN as a, quote, illegal settlement. This means including the Western Wall, calling it a, quote, occupied territory. The former senior director in the U.S. National Security Council said on the Israel Update podcast, lots of neighbors that any Israel today regards as Israel proper are regarded by the 2334 resolution as, quote, as Israeli illegal, Israeli illegal Israeli settlements. That's what Barack Obama did for the Israelis. He kicked the Netanyahu government in the groin as it was leaving office in 2016. Now, look at that. For all those individuals, guys, that if you ever question whether or not that Joe Biden was following in the footsteps of Barack Obama, according to history, Obama, before he left office in 2016, put into place, he supported this resolution, this 2334 resolution, which, again, the commentator, I'm going to give you his opinion, called it a, quote, kick to Netanyahu's government in the groin. And he did this as he was leaving office in 2016. And they said that, quote, he did it in a very devious way. The Obama administration had it both ways by having others put the resolution forward, and then Washington abstained and said it couldn't go against what the international community wants. However, the Biden administration is planning something similar right now. The administration will latch on to 620I of the Foreign Assistance Act, which says that, quote, any country that is blocking U.S. humanitarian aid will have its military assistance cut off. Let me say that again. So this is the workaround. See, Biden learned this from the Obama administration, that his hands got tied. He got prevented to fully putting this into transition. So now Biden is going to latch onto 620I of the Foreign Assistance Act, that again says that any country that is blocking U.S. humanitarian aid will have its military assistance cut off. He noted that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin sent Israel a letter to the effect. Again, this is all based on this 620I. The January surprise, here it is that there will be an official finding by the State Department that Israel is in violation of 620I. It's blocking humanitarian aid to Gaza. And then what will happen is that the president will waive the penalties for blocking of the humanitarian aid, but there will have been an official American finding. Quote, there will be an official American finding, but there will be no penalty to Israel. So again, the administration gets to have it both ways. It finds Israel guilty, but then says, quote, we're not going to do anything about it. But there's official finding. In the ball moves to the Secretary Council, where Algeria or Slovenia will take it and get a UN resolution that will punish Israel in some way. The United States, again, will either support the resolution or abstain depending upon the wording of it. I want to pull this back, guys. We'll go back to this and we'll finish this off. Why is this important? Because this two-week window, according to this report, if these former U.S. officials are correct on their assessment and their prediction, and Biden is planning this behind the scenes as a slap to the face to Israel on their way out, and if this gets passed through, meaning they agree with these other countries that are going to try to, quote, punish Israel in some way, whatever that looks like, and the United States stands behind this. Again, guys, we've talked about biblically The scriptures warn those who come against Israel will find themselves fighting against God. It will not go well for them. Genesis, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 12 that he made a covenant with Abraham and all of his lineage. And he says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, him representing the nation of Israel, and I will curse those who curse you. And then we have the cryptic warnings of both prophets Zechariah and Joel. Now, being that we get new people in here all the time, I want to show you again, Zechariah warns us in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, that Jerusalem will be made a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding people when they try to lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that Jerusalem will become a very heavy stone for all the people, and all who would heave it away will be surely be cut in pieces, although all nations of the earth be gathered against it. Again, including America. America is not exempt from this, guys. And then Joel takes it a step further, and he says that the Lord will gather all nations for the purpose of bringing them down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. And by the way, guys, this is the end of the tribulation. This is going to come through Armageddon, where all the nations will be gathered, handpicked by God, brought to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. That's the location. And then here is the purpose, because they will enter into judgment there on the account of the nation of Israel. Okay, so we have God gathering the nations. We have God showing us the location of what's going to happen there, and or where it's going to happen. And then it says the purpose of it will be judgment. Why? What happened to Israel? What was done to Israel from these nations that would merit judgment from God? And it says, read on, Israel has been scattered among the nations. Why? Because these nations have come against Jerusalem. Remember, Zechariah 12 says that. All nations will gather against Israel. And they've divided up my land. They have divided up my land. So the persecution against the Jewish people, all these UN resolutions condemning them, forcing them out of their own land that was given to them by God through a covenant, and then the dividing of land through these quote-unquote peace treaties. All of this is going to result in the judgment of nations. And I firmly believe, guys, that when all the dust settles, that the United States of America will be one of these nations that will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat in Armageddon, because we took part in the dividing of Israel. All right, so let's go back to this. All right, let me recap this real quick. Again, Algeria and Slovenia will take, again, they're going to try to push to punish Israel. They're going to try to accuse them of war crimes. They're going to try to accuse them of illegal occupations. They're going to try to accuse them of all this stuff. Now, the question is, I'm going to read down here. What will the Biden administration do? Are they going to support? Are they going to stand behind this punishment of Israel, or will they reject it? Again, let me read this. The big question is whether the president and the secretary of state are going to sign on to it or not. But the plan has been, quote, well developed. The incoming Trump administration and Congress can also prevent such a plan from going into effect. So, guys, this is something that, again, we need to be in prayer about. We need to be in intercession about, because, again, I understand that there's going to be many people that's watching, listening, and say, well, Brother Ricky, I'm not a part of that. I don't have any say-so in that. So why do I fall into judgment? Because, again, guys, the actions of leaders, the actions of world leaders can either make or break nations. Let me say that again. The actions of world leaders. Let me make it biblical. The actions, go read the Old Testament. The actions of kings, whoever the king is, of a nation by their decrees, their diplomacies, their legislations, their actions, whether it be good or bad, will have consequences to the people living in those nations. When Jonah came to Nineveh and warned them that judgment was coming, your Bible says that they repented in sackcloth and ashes, and it began from the king down. On the other hand, you had King Saul who disobeyed God, and as a result, the people suffered from it. The nation of Israel would suffer when the kings were corrupt, when they were evil, and when they would go wayward from God, and it would lead the entire nation of Israel into bondage and captivity. And then you could read the whole book of Judges. They would repent and God would restore them, and then they would go back into bondage, and then God would they would repent, and it was a cycle. Repent, bondage, come out, repent, bondage, come out, deliverance. And it was over and over again. And just like in our personal lives, guys, we can relate to that personally. We fall short, we repent, God restores us, our walk, we're in fellowship. And the Bible says that. It talks about, you know, none of us, I don't care what anybody says, guys. I don't care who you are, what kind of titles you have, positions you have, how long you've been behind the pulpit, or if you built the church. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And when you fall, and again, when we talk about fall, we're not talking about some moral failure, but I'm talking about, we're talking about, you know, sin is sin, guys. People, you know, they make this so complicated, but the Bible says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But that's a whole other message. I'm just trying to equate this and show you that, again, don't miss this, the actions of world leaders bring upon those nations consequences, either blessing or curses. Read Deuteronomy 28. Read Leviticus 26. It'll either bring God's hand of favor, or it will cause God's hand of favor to be lifted. And when it is lifted, then that nation is susceptible to destruction. It's susceptible to droughts and famines and pestilence and plagues and disasters and terrorism, and the list goes on. It's all there, guys. It's in Scripture. And we see here that, again, both prophets, Zechariah and Joel, warn that there is major consequences to any nation that participates in trying to remove God's people, deal harshly with God's people, or try to divide the land for quote-unquote peace. This is why, in my opinion, I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is why, in my opinion, when the Apostle Paul says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, it is very plausible, it is very probable that just sudden destruction is going to be directly correlated with a peace treaty that is signed. Many believe it's Daniel 9:27, the treaty that the Antichrist confirms with many for 7 years. And once that is put in place, we know, according to the Scriptures, there'll be 42 months that the world will be in jubilation and celebrate this peace that's come. Oh, this guy's, he's brought this peace resolution. Look what he's done. And then again, according to the Scriptures, 42 months into it, 3.5 years into it, the Antichrist breaks that treaty. Again, he invades Jerusalem, invades the Temple Mount, sets up his headquarters, builds his military, builds his army, takes 10 nations, surrender their will and their power over to him. And then that's when his true manifesto is made manifest to the world. So we've got a lot, guys, going on. 2025, I told you, we're coming out of the gate strong. So we need to pray. We need to pray against this, this plot, this plan, that could be in the works from the Biden administration, pretty much one and the same, but trying to do this to the nation of Israel. So either one, I'm just going to tell you how to pray against this. Pray that, that there'll be people that will be surrounding Biden that will talk some sense into him, maybe even know the Scriptures. Maybe they know the prophetic word of God and they'll say, look, this is not a good idea. We don't need to put a knife in Israel's back. Let's not do this. This could be consequential to us. This could be devastating to us if you do this. Or we need to pray, if Biden does do this, then that Trump will come in and he'll be able to stop this, revert this, or put an end to it. So that's what we need to be praying about. So we got a lot to pray about, guys. And speaking of prayer, again, don't forget tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we'd love to have you right here on the program. We're going to do our live prayer and devotional. It's every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, if you're listening somewhere outside of YouTube, you need to come over here and subscribe to us on YouTube so you can be a part of this. So we're going to do a devotional tonight, and then we're going to get into some prayer. We're going to pray about a lot of stuff. This will probably be one of the things we pray about, among other things as well. So listen, we love you guys. We appreciate you coming on here again. We pray that if this message, this ministry, what we share with you, if it's any value to you, we'd love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. We are a completely partner-based and supported ministry. We do not sell any products, no merchandise, no subscription fees, and our app is free. So all we ask you to do is pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app right there. If you're looking on the screen, once you download the app, you can go to the bottom where it says donate. You can give there. That's the easiest way, because what that's going to do is going to open up a screen, and it's going to have a whole plethora of ways that you can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So, all right, guys. So we are going to sign off for now. But again, we'll see you back tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.